This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As you guys know, I don't watch the Oscars. Waste of time. I did watch the clip again of Ricky Gervais absolutely ripping everybody was at the Oscars the last year that he did it. Excuse me. And it was priceless. It was funny to see the uncomfortable nature of all these woke leftists and him destroying them. Chris Rock did it a few years back, and but it didn't have the bite that Ricky Gervais did. I'm not going to play it, but it was, well, maybe we'll play the last piece of it, because when he talked about just come up, get your trophies, and get the heck out of here, and, you know, but stop with your trying to tell people how to live just because you make a lot of money. And as I looked around the audience as they were watching him, you know, you see these people that are, they're there for themselves. They're dressed up. They're donned up. That's all they care about is just, you know, how good they look. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Welcome, I should say. Pardon me, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I don't watch the Oscars for all the reasons that that we talk about on the show about politics in general. I'm not going to reward bad behavior. You're not going to get my attention. You're not going to get my vote. But I did see it didn't take very long. The minute that Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, the feeds lit up. And I probably could have talked about it yesterday, but I think we have many, many more important things. But there are lessons to be learned in all of these things that happen with leftism. So I'm going to spend two segments on this. And we're going to move on to some more things about Hunter Biden and the Biden family and the crooked nature of leftism. However, I will say this. We did learn a lot about the crooked nature of leftism. We know why a few years back, hashtag Oscars so white, was put out. And it's because black leftists don't know how to behave, even in their most critical moments. And by the way, when Denzel pulled Will Smith aside after he slaps Chris Rock, Denzel said to Will Smith, "The devil will come at you in your highest moment." And what's funny, Will Smith, and many people commented about this, and I'll get into it more in detail, but Will Smith wanted to make this about him. And I'll explain that Will Smith has no moral high ground to be on here. But here's what we've learned over the past bit of time, right? Showing decorum and respect is racist. So Will Smith goes full woke as he walked to the stage and pimp slapped Chris Rock in front of all of Hollywood and the few thousands of people who watched that drivel. And here's what I will say. Chris Rock, I got to hand it to you. You handled it professionally. Now, maybe it's because Chris Rock's not a fighter. He's a comedian. This is a guy that spent most of his time life making people laugh at him. So because he didn't want to fight and he couldn't fight. I know the type. But he didn't train to fight. Because I'm going to tell you something. Will Smith wouldn't have slapped Michael J. White. You guys probably don't know who he is, but he's an amazing martial artist. A kid that grew up, he's probably 10 years younger than I am. And I used to watch him fight. And I remember saying, that kid's going to be something else. Well, he's in movies. He was in Spawn, and he's been in some B-League blaxploitation films. But he's a legitimate deal. There's no way Will Smith goes up and slaps Michael J. White. But he slapped Chris Rock. Apparently, Will Smith forgot that Chris Rock is a comedian. And comedians make jokes, yes, even of tragedies. Now, I know, I didn't know this until I was reading the threads, but Jada Smith she's got alopecia. So, you know, she has issues growing hair or whatever. Okay, fine. It still can be joked about. People make jokes about, there are comedians that have cancer that talk about it. Kidney disease. There are comedians that have whatever ailment is out there, and they joke about it because there are people suffering from it who want to laugh, who want to still feel that they're part of the human race. And no offense, but alopecia on the scale of things that you know, of tragedies, is pretty low on the totem pole. When you think about cancer, there's a comedian, his name is Josh Blue, I believe. He's got cerebral palsy. One of the funniest guys out there. Or muscular dystrophy. I think it's cerebral palsy. Whatever. There's a comedian for everything. Because we learn to laugh at tragedy. This knucklehead can't laugh. Which, by the way, he did laugh at first. And then he decided just to take it upon himself to go slap this guy who's doing his job. So, apparently only when a disease hits home is it okay for Will Smith to say, oh, I'm going to get up and go do something about it. It's about my wife. So Chris Rock made a reference to G.I. Jane 2, a movie where obviously the first G.I. Jane was Demi Moore, shaved her head to become the first Navy SEAL. Smith takes it personal. I'm sure the quip did sting a bit because his wife is suffering from this dreaded alopecia. But to walk up and hit a dude doing his job who's a comedian, you can't just take it in stride. See, this, folks, is what leftism is about. It's reactionary. It's emotional. Don't you dare laugh at me. I'll laugh at anybody else. You can talk about cancer, juvenile diabetes. You can talk about lupus. It wouldn't matter. Make fun of anybody except my wife's little bitty problem. Where do leftists go with this? Because black comics matter. Black on black crime, is that what it was? In front of everybody? The metaphor for this, folks, is these people are volatile. Even in when they're supposed to be the most civilized, they're supposed to be the most appreciative, understanding everybody's art. Chris Rock did his art. In fact, they said he improvised that joke. It looked improvised to me. It didn't look like that was something he was reading. But yeah. This is what happens. Now, let me tell you. Probably the most excitement for the Oscars in a long time. Because I don't know what the ratings are going to be. I do know, you know, there was a lot of buzz around it when it happened. But, you know, we're talking about it, aren't we? First, I thought it was a publicity stunt because it wasn't that good of a punt of a slap. Anyway, we'll talk one more segment about it and we'll move on. Stay tuned, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Will Smith won an Oscar for King Richard. I don't know if you've seen the show. I actually watched pieces of it the other day. He plays the dad, a role where he plays the dad of Venus and Serena Williams. And it was a really good show. I'll give you that. It was. I looked at the guy. I remember watching Richard with his daughters, thinking to myself, this guy is so into his daughter's lives. But I tell you, he orchestrated his daughters to become champions. Every parent should watch that film and how this man intervened in his daughter's lives. And he was not a good guy. I mean, in the sense that he had, you know, other children, not illegitimate, but children out of wedlock. He was not a role model in much other ways. A failed businessman in many other respects. Practically everything he did was a failure. Not those two girls. And the things he instilled in them were if true, and it's, I believe it to be true, it was amazing. Most respect. Serena has kind of become a different girl, but Venus has always been this very respectful girl. And what's funny is he raised them with no excuses.
in many ways, I mean, he's raised them as conservative young women. Now, they're still down for black causes and all that, and I understand that because I understand the generation that Richard Williams comes from. And he's passed that on to his daughters, and that's fine. But good movie. And I will tell you, Will Smith did his research. He did a great job. Did he deserve an Oscar? I don't know. Probably. But let me tell you what he didn't deserve to do. He didn't deserve to get up there and clown. And that's what he did. So I'm talking about him slapping Chris Rock, who made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith, who's apparently going through this thing called alopecia, where you lose your hair. And I get it. Look, I don't know how much you know about Jada Pinkett Smith, but this girl, I remember when she first got into acting. She's stunningly beautiful. Not anymore. She's got all the stuff done to her. And, you know, she's fighting aging the way a lot of those Hollywood women are. They look completely different. But most of her life, she's been a beauty. And I think that my thing about that is that mentioning it that in that way is that you've been a beauty, you know it fades, and so you try to hold on to it, and I think what they forget is that if you're not beautiful on the outside, on the inside, I'm screwing this up, if you're not beautiful on the inside, it doesn't matter what you do on the outside. See, if Jada Pinkett Smith were a good person. Remember, she's the one who started Oscars So White. She thought her husband should have already won an Oscar. And so she was upset about it. She started. These are people that make millions of dollars to do movies, get all kinds of opportunities. They are so full of themselves now that their way of thinking is the way things go, that her husband thinks he can get up and go slap a dude publicly and nothing happens. And oh, by the way, nothing happens. Now, there was a lot of joking about this. My first thought was the Academy, the Oscars are going to say, did y'all see those Trump supporters walk up and slap Chris Rock? And then I went even further on Twitter. I said, oh, did you notice they put the noose around his neck and poured bleach on him? Hashtag Jussie Smollett. So people are having fun with this, but think about the ramifications that you can publicly go slap somebody at the biggest award ceremony and that you have, your biggest event. Nothing happens. He still got his award. He still got his Oscar. Chris Rock immediately said, I'm not filing charges. What's that? What signal does that send to people? Then Will Smith gets up. He gives this tearful thing. I'm not crying for this award. Really? Your wife started Oscars So White. It didn't matter about making money. The award is what you were fighting for. He says the award was about bringing attention to stories about us. It's all about black people. It's about black people. Black people. Man, I just want to tell the stories. No, it's not, man. It's about you. And here's what's most interesting. I don't know much about the Smiths, but I've heard it is freak show nation over there. Jada Smith has pretty much said they live in open marriage. Doesn't matter who Will's with. Doesn't matter who she's with. So Matt, I forget his last name, but he's part of the Daily Caller team. Sharp guy. Forget his last name. But anyway, he said, yeah, it's really funny. He doesn't want Chris Rock, and I forget the exact tweet, but he says something along the lines of Chris Rock can't make a statement about his wife, but other men can be with his wife. And Will Smith's like, I love my wife. You know, it's all about love. His comment was, the reason why I went and slapped this dude is because I have so much love for my wife, so much love for his wife that he's okay with other men partaking in the love with his wife. I forget how he put it, but it was eloquent. It was well done by Matt. So you can't talk about her, but you can have sex with her. You get it? That's kind of the gist of it. My producers are like, make your point. I think I've made my point here. Maybe not as eloquently as I normally make my points. So this, for me, there's so many layers to peel back. It's not worth beyond going beyond another segment, but I really think that This is a glimpse of leftism at its finest and at its worst. And here's the problem. Leftism at its finest is its worst. Yep. I don't know. I know it wasn't a publicity stunt, but the Oscars are probably going, ooh, maybe this is a way that we get people to come back. Just another day in Hollywood, folks. This scenario happened on the street. Blood would be shed. Because these two dudes would have had the beef, would have had to spill out. So maybe the beef is over because Chris Rock says he's not suing. I don't know if he can sue the Oscars because they didn't provide enough security. Who would think that somebody would come out of their seat to hit you? One of the guys tweeted, he said, man, if Dave Chappelle, if he said, if Will Smith had slapped Dave Chappelle, Chappelle would have done 15 minutes on Will and Jada Smith, and he would have destroyed them in their open marriage and their crazy kids. Go study the Smith family. It's funny that Will Smith can play a role where a father raises his, I don't know, for like five daughters and makes two of them tennis champs. And you should listen to the things that Richard Williams would say to his daughters, these witticisms of a dad who didn't have a whole lot of education. You should witness that and then see what these overindulgent Holly weirdos have done to their children. Go look at the Jada and Will Smith's kids and what these kids are. They're jacked up. One of them, I think, is transgender or something. The other, the boy, he's completely stone cold gay. I mean, they're jacked up. They have no sensibilities. I'm going to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia and Ukrainian delegates meet today in Istanbul, Turkey for the latest round of peace talks, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was asked to give an update on the current status of those negotiations.
I would leave it to our Ukrainian partners to characterize whether there is any genuine progress.
The move comes as Russia is reportedly reducing its military activity near Kyiv. President Biden is hosting Singapore's prime minister at the Oval Office on Tuesday, the president affirming the U.S.'s commitment to defending the Indo-Pacific region.
My administration is strongly supportive of moving rapidly to implement the Indo-Pacific strategy.
Biden also set to sign an anti-lynching bill into law later this afternoon. You're listening to USA Radio News. Home prices are continuing to go up across the country. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index for January showing just over a 19% annual gain in home prices from 1 year ago. Phoenix topping the list with a 32% annual increase. Tampa and Miami round out the top three on the index's 20-city composite list. Washington, D.C., Minneapolis, and Chicago saw the smallest gains, but were still all up double digits from a year ago. Over 20 states are filing an action against the Biden administration to end the federal COVID mask mandate on planes and other public transportation. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the mandate has been in place for too long.
And I think most people thought that this was going to go the way of the buffalo, but you have an extension. Then you have Fauci coming out saying they may need to impose additional restrictions in the future. And we need to let people live their life.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Surprise, surprise. Hunter Biden's got his dirty little crack-stained fingers in some other pies in Ukraine. Here are the bullet points. The story, this came from the Daily Mail in the UK. Hunter Biden did help secure millions in funding for U.S. contractor in Ukraine specializing in deadly pathogen research. Laptop emails reveal, raising more questions about the disgraced son of the then vice president. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. How much more of this do you need? I had another conversation with a guy, and he says to me, Kevin, I got to tell you, I really think that we'd be better off without Trump. He goes, now look, if he runs, I'll vote for him. I said, see, I'm going to stop you right there. If he runs, you'll vote for him. Why would you say we'd be better off? Well, he just seems polarizing and this, that, and the other. And I said, see, everything that this tells me is that you buy into the leftist narrative. You're not thinking for yourself. I go, tell me what it is that makes Trump so unworthy. Text messaging? I mean, a Twitter feed? What? His messaging, putting the word out saying, you know what, they lied about me and I'm never going to shut up until they finally tell the truth. And then look at what gets revealed. And the whole time he's kind of fighting me. And I go, let me tell you, everybody who says that you are a leftist, you don't realize it. You bought into the leftist diatribe and you want to act as if, no, really, I was thinking about it and this is the best thing. Now, how much proof do you need that the Bidens are crooked? If this is crooked, if Stormy Daniels lied, if Hunter Biden lied, if Joe Biden lied about him, if all the media pundits lied, if the 50 people who claim that they had vetted this story lied and that it was Russian propaganda, if all those people are lying and one guy consistently is coming back with the truth, you want to get rid of him? So you want to get rid of the only guy in D.C. who's willing to tell you the truth, who's draining the swamp, who's exposing all these liars and scoundrels. It makes no sense whatsoever. The Russian government held a press conference claiming that Hunter Biden helped finance a U.S. military bioweapons research program in Ukraine. Now, let me tell you, I'm going to remind you people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and specifically the radio show. I'm going to remind you what I said not long ago. I said this. I said the first thing you should be asking yourself is, why did the New York Times finally fess up and have to admit that what we already knew, that Hunter Biden's laptop was legitimate, we already knew this. How is it that they finally admitted this? What drove them to it? Do you think that they just came out of the blue and went, you know what, let's just fess up? Or do you think that somebody said there's going to be enough information out there to absolutely prove this, and it's only going to get worse, and the best thing we can do is get in front of this story? Now, are they really getting in front of it? Are they really investigating it? They've asked Psaki. You know, does Joe Biden want to take back his statement about his son's laptop?
We have no comment. Hunter Biden does not work for the administration.
Yeah, but Joe does. He's the one who said, my son's done nothing wrong. My son didn't. My son. The Russian government, I told you, is going to start releasing information that they've had because they have his laptop. How do you think this information got out? They sent this over to somebody and said, you either release it or we'll give it to the New York Post. We'll give it to somebody else. We're going to make sure this gets out. I wish right now I was friends with Putin so I could be dropping this information. I'd be WikiLeaks all over this mother. They go on. Bullet point number two. The allegations were branded a brazen propaganda ploy to justify President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine and sow discord in the U.S. So as you think about what I just said, I want you to understand our media, our 50 ex-DOJ guys that work for the CIA and the NSA and all that, Joe Biden and every Democrat on the planet, do we need to play that mashup again? Of everybody who lied in the food chain about this story.
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Joe Biden or by Hunter Biden. There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. And every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
The bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
That clip needs to be played. It needs to be played in journalism school. It needs to be played in law schools. It needs to be played in the general public everywhere. And there are others that talk about the 50 former agency people, CIA, three-letter agency people, who all vetted this story. Where are they? It's like I say, of all the people that so hate Donald Trump and so love Joe Biden, where's the love for Joe Biden? I would love to see these people coming on air and going, you know what? Joe Biden's amazing. I mean, I love paying more money for food and gas and for my place to live. I love that we're on the brink of war. I love that Iran may have nuclear weapons. I love that the air's no cleaner, the water's no purer, or whatever under Joe Biden. It's wonderful. Lion scumbags is what they are. Going on, it says, but emails and correspondence obtained by the Daily Mail come from Hunter's abandoned laptop show the claims may well be true. This is the Russians who said, you want to play dirty? You want to fight Joe Biden? You picked a fight with the wrong dude. And look, I'm not a I don't follow any work that Candace Owens does, but Candace tweeted something that said, this is the equivalent of Black Lives Matter going into Ukraine. She said, it's like we are now we're all supposed to support Ukraine the same way we were supposed to support Black Lives Matter. But just because the government says so. You know why the Joe Biden government is supporting Ukraine? Because Putin has the dibs on him. And every time Joe Biden does the wrong thing, when he says, we're going to impose more sanctions, here's some more stuff. Let me tell you what they told us. But when we first heard about this biolab, they denied it. They said it didn't exist. And then you know what we found out? It did exist. The Russians held a press conference and says, here is the proof that this existed and that they knew about it. It was financed by the Americans. And then, I told you, keep waiting. I said it right here on the Kevin Jackson Network. I said, watch, it'll be a drip campaign. Biden will say something or do something, and the Russians will say, bam, here's more information. And you know what they're teasing? They're teasing the big stuff. Forget Mueller. I mean, not Mueller, Durham. Forget Durham. Forget Barr. And these guys supposed to be working on this stuff. The Russians are not playing games. They don't have anything to, they got nothing to have to worry about. They aren't trying to satisfy a narrative of a leftist media that's been bought and paid for. All these people are bought and paid for. The doctors, the experts, the scientists, they've all been bought and paid for. You know who they can't buy? They cannot buy the Russians. There's no cartel money. There's nothing that's going to stop them. And the reason that it's going to go, I'm going to tell you right now. It's because the Chinese are saying, go. Go, brother. Go do what you need to do. I know I'm speaking as a Russian for the Chinese, but you got what I meant. They went on. He introduced Metabiota, Biota, or whatever, to an alleged corrupt Ukrainian gas firm, Burisma, for a, quote, science project involving high biosecurity level labs in Ukraine. This is what Joe Biden's son did for money, then gave money to Joe Biden that is unreported, built onto his house, paying off the big guy. And it's all on Hunter's laptop. Irrefutable.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats and Joe Biden are playing a dangerous game with a very, very shrewd opponent, Putin. He doesn't have the rules. He doesn't have Facebook shutting him down. He doesn't have a media that's complicit to try to make everything look good. And Putin is punking Joe Biden like you wouldn't believe. You think you know something now because you found out that Hunter's laptop was real because of the New York Times had to fess up? You think you know something because they exposed all the dirty dealings of Hunter? He's a slimy individual. So is his daddy, by the way. So is his uncle. You think that's the big deal? You think that the exposure of Hunter's deal with Burisma, as we know it, is the end of it? Even as I'm talking about Hunter Biden helping finance a bioweapon lab in Ukraine, if you think that's the end of it, you're naive. So ask yourself this. As this is starting to break, who's breaking this information? The New York Times certainly doesn't have the laptop. What the New York Times found out was somebody has pure evidence, the Daily Mail. Now these news outlets are saying, we have it on good authority. Somebody has shown them, we have the evidence. It isn't doctored. You can now start reporting. And they're giving them tidbits. So how effective do you think Joe Biden can be in prosecuting a war against Russia as he's trying to make a story for Ukraine? And we're finding out that he's got a bioweapons facility. Oh, by the way, they're having to really run cover for Joe Biden and his administration. This dude is a loose cannon. Have you heard this clip of the things that Joe Biden is saying that is leading people to go, this dude has lost it? We got to play that clip.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
The White House trying to make clear in the aftermath, or making very clear in the aftermath, he was not, in fact, calling for regime change.
And you're going to see when you're there, and sometimes you've been there, you're going to see women, young people standing in the middle of front of a damn tank.
White House officials are telling us that President Biden does not intend to send U.S. troops into Ukraine.
If chemical weapons were used in Ukraine, would that trigger a military response from NATO?
It would trigger a response in kind.
The United States has no intention of using chemical weapons, period, under any circumstance.
And you thought the one kid died of brain tumor. Joe Biden's got a brain tumor. The dude's had two or three operations on his brain, and the leftists want him in office, and there are people out there going, well, Donald Trump, man, he shouldn't be president again. Hey, we have a guy who's usurped the office of the presidency. How about you focus on him? This man cannot remain in power. Do you know what that means when a head of state says that? That is regime change. You know why they had to come out and say, no, he's not calling for regime change? It's because that is exactly what he was calling out for. You know why he wants Putin gone? It's the same reason why he wanted that Ukrainian to stop prosecuting his son. Putin can expose him. That's why he wants him gone. Then, he said, you're going to see women and young people in the streets. If you see the video of him, he looks like he's a dead man walking. But then they go, no, we're not sending any troops into Ukraine. Of course we're not. They're not prepared. It's a sissified military that is not prepared. The minute they send troops into Ukraine, China would attack Taiwan. That's what I would do. Then, as if that wasn't bad enough, if chemical weapons are used, would the U.S. use weapons? Well, yeah, we would do a response in kind. He can't say that for two reasons. One, use of chemical weapons is a violation of the Geneva Convention, even though he's financing building the bioweapons lab by a deal put together by his son, and we're going to get back to that in a second. But he can't talk about, yeah, we would do that with NATO because Ukraine is not a member of NATO, you clown. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. Wow. Folks, this has all happened within a few days. I told you, Joe Biden's aging in dog years. If the Democrats think this is going to get easier for him, wrong answer. It's only going to get tougher. Donald Trump is the only president who served who looks younger when he was forced out, than when he went in. And if he runs again, he may act like he's 40 years old. Moscow's claim that Hunter Biden helped finance a U.S. military bioweapons research program in Ukraine is at least partially true, according to new emails obtained exclusively by the Daily Mail. The commander of the Russian Nuclear, Biological, and Chemical Protection Forces claimed there was a scheme of interaction between U.S. government agencies and Ukrainian biological objects pointed to the financing of such activities by structures close to the current leadership, and particularly the investment fund Rosemont Seneca, which is headed by Hunter Biden. Intelligence experts say that the Russian military leaders' allegations were brazen propaganda. I told you that. But now they know he helped secure millions of dollars of funding, Hunter did, from Metabiota, a Department of Defense contractor specializing in pandemic-causing diseases that can be used as bioweapons. I give you Fauci gain of function, and I give you a conspiracy that the Biden family probably gained millions of dollars from. He introduced Metabiota to the Ukrainian gas firm of Burisma. I talked about it earlier. They said, and although Metabiota is ostensibly a medical data company, its vice president emailed Hunter in 2014 describing how they could assert Ukraine's cultural and economic independence from Russia, which they write is an unusual goal for a biotech firm. Just so you know, Hunter Biden, they talk about who he was in business with when he was with Burisma. They wrote this. This is a different article, but they said Hunter Biden's benefactor was not really the CEO of Burisma Holdings, Mykola Zaleski. He was instead, the guy who was running Hunter Biden was Ihor Kolomoisky. He's Ukraine's third wealthiest man with an estimated fortune of $2.4 billion, appointed by the governor of one of these people in 2014. And here's what they wrote. A 2012 study of Burisma Holdings done in Ukraine by the Anti-Corruption Action Center, an investigative nonprofit co-funded by American billionaire George Soros and the U.S. State Department, found that the true ownership of Burisma Holdings was no other than Ukrainian billionaire oligarch Ihor Kolomoisky. That's who Hunter Biden was in business with. The study, which was funded to dig up corruption on the Ukrainian president, Viktor Yanukovych, instead found that Ihor Kolomoisky managed to seize the largest reserves of natural gas in Ukraine. In other words, Hunter Biden's boss and benefactor of Burisma Holdings is the same Ukrainian billionaire oligarch who also claimed the position of boss and benefactor over Vladimir Zelensky before he became Ukraine's president. Do you think Hunter Biden can pull these strings on his own in between prostitutes and crack? Anyway, they said Zelensky became famous for portraying a president on TV sitcom Servant of the People, which aired on Kolomoisky's TV network. He even provided security, lawyers, and vehicles for Zelensky during his campaign. Kolomoisky's bodyguard and lawyer accompanied Zelensky on the campaign trail as Zelensky was chauffeured around in a Range Rover owned by one of Kolomoisky's companies. These papers and all this, folks, this stuff got leaked. The left is never going to tell you this stuff. Joe Biden is over fighting a little mini war to keep his dirt from hitting the mainstream. That's what this is about. This has nothing to do with protecting Ukraine. Ukraine is a corrupt country that has been oppressing people in two regions within their country. I'm talking about brutal treatment of these citizens that want out. And we're over there, you know, people, every time I get something from Glenn Beck, we need to send some money to Ukraine. I'm not sending a dime to Ukraine. If anybody's getting my money, it's going to be conservative causes or it's going to be law enforcement here in America. I'm not giving it to any of these other things. I mean, maybe there's some other stuff I'll give it to here, but it won't be any of that nonsense. We're getting hoodwinked. But let me tell you, as much as I know you're saying, Kevin, nothing's going to happen. We same old story, blah, blah, blah. I get it. I don't believe that that's going to be the case here. I believe we finally have somebody who can take on Biden and who's not going to be afraid to. And the dirt that's yet to come is going to be even bigger.
This is
the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.